The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas. By Gertrude Stein. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas is a 1933 book by Gertrude Stein. It is written in the form of an autobiography authored by Alice B. Toklas, Stein's life partner. The book is actually Stein's autobiography written in Toklas' voice. It is a humorous and ironic look at Stein's life, her friends, and her works. The book begins with a description of Stein's childhood in Oakland, California. She talks about her family, her education, and her early interest in writing. She then moves on to her time in Europe, where she met Toklas and began her career as a writer. She talks about her friendships with other writers and artists, such as Pablo Picasso and Ernest Hemingway. She also discusses her writing process and her works, such as The Making of Americans and Tender Buttons. The book also includes anecdotes about Stein's life, such as her travels, her love of food, and her love of animals. She also talks about her views on art, literature, and politics. Throughout the book, Stein's wit and humor shine through. The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas is an entertaining and insightful look into the life of Gertrude Stein. It is a unique and humorous autobiography that gives readers a glimpse into the life of one of the most influential writers of the 20th century. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Gertrude Stein's life. Gertrude Stein was an American writer, poet, and art collector who lived in Paris for most of her life. She wrote her autobiography, The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, from the perspective of her partner Alice B. Toklas. Gertrude Stein was born in Allegheny, Pennsylvania in 1874. She was the youngest of five children and the only daughter of a wealthy German-Jewish family. She attended Radcliffe College and then Johns Hopkins University, where she studied psychology and medicine. After graduating, she moved to Paris in 1903 and began writing poetry and prose. She quickly became a fixture in the Parisian art scene, hosting salons and befriending some of the most influential artists of the time, including Pablo Picasso and Henri Matisse. Stein's writing style was unique and often difficult to understand. She wrote in a stream-of-consciousness style, often using repetition and nonlinear narrative. Her works include the novels Three Lives and The Making of Americans, as well as the poetry collections Tender Buttons and Stanzas in Meditation. She also wrote plays, essays, and librettos. Stein was an avid art collector, and her home in Paris was filled with works by Picasso, Matisse, and other modern artists. She was also a patron of the arts, providing financial support to many struggling artists. She was a major influence on the development of modern art and literature, and her works continue to be studied and admired today. Main idea number 2. Paris in the early 20th century. The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas paints a vivid picture of Paris in the early 20th century, with its vibrant art scene and lively social life. Stein and Toklas were at the center of it all, hosting salons and meeting some of the most influential people of the time. Paris in the early 20th century was a city of culture and creativity. Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas were at the heart of it, hosting salons and meeting some of the most influential people of the time. In the Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, Stein paints a vivid picture of the city, from the bustling streets to the vibrant art galleries. She also describes the lively social life of the city, with its parties, dinners, and conversations. Stein and Toklas were part of a larger circle of artists, writers, and intellectuals who were pushing the boundaries of art and culture. They were part of the avant-garde movement, which sought to challenge traditional ideas and create something new. This was a time of great creativity and experimentation, and Stein and Toklas were at the forefront of it. The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas is a unique look at Paris in the early 20th century. It captures the energy and excitement of the city, as well as the creativity and innovation of the people who lived there. It is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of Paris and the people who shaped it. Main idea number 3. Stein's writing career. Stein's writing career is a major focus of the book, as she recounts her struggles to get her work published and her eventual success. She also discusses her writing process and her thoughts on the craft of writing. Stein's writing career was a major focus of her autobiography. She discussed her struggles to get her work published and her eventual success. She also shared her thoughts on the craft of writing and her writing process. Stein wrote about the joys and frustrations of being a writer, and the importance of perseverance in the face of rejection. She also discussed the importance of finding one's own unique voice and style, and the need to be open to criticism and feedback. Stein's writing career was a source of pride and accomplishment, and she was proud to share her story with her readers. Stein wrote about the importance of finding one's own unique voice and style, and the need to be open to criticism and feedback. She also discussed the need to be persistent and to keep writing even when faced with rejection. Stein wrote about the joys and frustrations of being a writer, and the importance of perseverance in the face of adversity. She also shared her thoughts on the craft of writing and her writing process. Stein's writing career was a source of pride and accomplishment, and she was proud to share her story with her readers. Main idea number 4. Stein's relationship with Alice B. Toklas. Stein's relationship with Alice B. Toklas is a major theme of the book, as Stein recounts their meeting, their life together, and their travels. Stein also reflects on the importance of their relationship and how it shaped her life. Stein and Alice B. Toklas first met in Paris in 1907, and their relationship quickly blossomed. Stein was captivated by Toklas' intelligence and wit, and the two became inseparable. They shared a home and a life together, and Stein wrote about their relationship in her works. Stein often wrote about the importance of their relationship, and how it had shaped her life. She wrote about the joys of their life together, and the challenges they faced. Stein also wrote about the travels they took together, and the places they visited. Their relationship was a source of strength and comfort for both of them, and it was a major theme in Stein's works. Stein and Toklas were devoted to each other, and their relationship was a major source of inspiration for Stein's writing. Stein wrote about the joys and sorrows of their life together, and the importance of their relationship. She wrote about the travels they took together, and the places they visited. Stein also wrote about the challenges they faced, and how they overcame them. Their relationship was a source of strength and comfort for both of them, and it was a major theme in Stein's works. Stein and Toklas were devoted to each other, and their relationship was a major source of inspiration for Stein's writing. Stein wrote about the joys and sorrows of their life together, and the importance of their relationship. She wrote about the travels they took together, and the places they visited. Stein also wrote about the challenges they faced, and how they overcame them. Their relationship was a source of strength and comfort for both of them, and it was a major theme in Stein's works. Main idea number 5. Stein's relationship with other writers. Stein's relationships with other writers, such as Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald, are discussed in the book. Stein reflects on their influence on her work and her thoughts on their writing. Stein's relationship with other writers was a complex one. She was both inspired by them and critical of their work. She admired Ernest Hemingway's writing for its simplicity and directness, but she also felt that he was too focused on the physical aspects of life. She was also critical of F. Scott Fitzgerald's writing, believing that he was too concerned with the superficial aspects of life. Despite her criticisms, Stein was still able to appreciate the beauty of their work and the influence it had on her own writing. Stein was also able to form meaningful relationships with other writers. She was close friends with Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald, and she was able to discuss their work with them in a way that was both critical and supportive. She was also able to provide them with valuable feedback on their writing, which helped them to improve their craft. Overall, Stein's relationships with other writers were complex and multifaceted. She was able to appreciate their work while also being critical of it. She was also able to form meaningful relationships with them, which allowed her to provide them with valuable feedback on their writing. These relationships were an important part of Stein's life and her development as a writer. Main idea number 6. Stein's relationship with art. Stein's relationship with art is explored in the book, as she discusses her passion for collecting art and her thoughts on the works of various artists. Gertrude Stein had a deep and abiding love for art. She was an avid collector of art, and her home was filled with works from a variety of artists. She was particularly fond of the works of Picasso, Matisse, and Cézanne, and she often wrote about their works in her writings. She was also a great admirer of the works of the Impressionists, and she often wrote about their works as well. Stein was also a great supporter of modern art, and she was an early champion of the works of the Cubists. She was also a great admirer of the works of the Surrealists, and she often wrote about their works as well. Stein was also a great believer in the power of art to express emotion and to convey meaning. She often wrote about the importance of art in her writings, and she was a great advocate for the use of art as a form of communication. She was also a great believer in the power of art to bring people together, and she often wrote about the importance of art in creating a sense of community. Stein was also a great believer in the power of art to inspire and to bring joy to people, and she often wrote about the importance of art in creating a sense of joy and happiness. Stein's relationship with art was a deep and abiding one, and she was a great admirer of the works of many different artists. She was a great believer in the power of art to express emotion and to convey meaning, and she was a great advocate for the use of art as a form of communication. Stein was also a great believer in the power of art to bring people together, and she often wrote about the importance of art in creating a sense of community. Stein's relationship with art was a deep and abiding one, and she was a great admirer of the works of many different artists. Main idea number 7. Stein's relationship with the war. Stein's relationship with World War I is discussed in the book, as she reflects on the impact of the war on her life and the lives of those around her. Stein's relationship with World War I was complex and deeply personal. She was born in 1874, and the war began in 1914, when she was 40 years old. She was living in Paris at the time, and the war had a profound effect on her life and the lives of those around her. She wrote about the war in her autobiography, describing the fear and uncertainty that it brought to her and her friends. She also wrote about the sense of loss and grief that the war brought, as many of her friends and acquaintances were killed in the conflict. Stein's relationship with the war was one of both fear and sorrow, but also of hope and resilience. She wrote about how the war brought out the best in people, as they worked together to help each other in times of need. She also wrote about how the war brought out the worst in people, as they resorted to violence and hatred in order to survive. Stein's relationship with the war was one of both despair and hope, and her reflections on the war are a testament to her strength and resilience. Main idea number 8. Stein's relationship with politics. Stein's relationship with politics is explored in the book, as she reflects on her views on various political issues and her thoughts on the role of the artist in society. Stein was a passionate advocate for the rights of the individual, and she believed that the artist had a responsibility to speak out against injustice and oppression. She was a vocal critic of the government's policies during World War I, and she was an early supporter of the women's suffrage movement. She also wrote extensively about the need for social reform, and she was a strong advocate for the rights of African Americans. Stein was a firm believer in the power of art to effect social change, and she believed that the artist had a responsibility to use their work to challenge the status quo. Stein was also a vocal critic of the rise of fascism in Europe, and she was an early opponent of the Nazi regime. She wrote extensively about the dangers of totalitarianism, and she was a strong advocate for the rights of Jews and other persecuted minorities. Stein was a passionate believer in the power of democracy, and she believed that the artist had a responsibility to use their work to promote freedom and justice. Stein's views on politics were shaped by her experiences as a Jewish woman living in a time of great political upheaval. She was a passionate believer in the power of art to effect social change, and she believed that the artist had a responsibility to use their work to challenge the status quo. Stein's views on politics were also shaped by her experiences as a woman living in a patriarchal society, and she was a strong advocate for the rights of women. Main idea number 9. Stein's relationship with religion. Stein's relationship with religion is discussed in the book, as she reflects on her views on various religious issues and her thoughts on the role of faith in her life. Stein's relationship with religion was complex and ever-evolving. She was raised in a Jewish family, but she was never particularly religious. She was, however, deeply interested in the spiritual aspects of life, and she often wrote about her thoughts on religion and faith. In her autobiography, she wrote that she was not a believer in any organized religion, but I am a believer in the power of the spirit. Stein was also interested in the role of religion in society, and she often wrote about the need for religious tolerance and understanding. She believed that religion should be a source of comfort and solace, rather than a source of division and conflict. She wrote that religion should be a source of strength and hope, not a source of fear and hatred. Stein's views on religion were shaped by her own experiences and her own beliefs. She was a firm believer in the power of the individual to make a difference in the world, and she believed that faith could be a powerful force for good. She wrote that faith is the only thing that can give us the courage to face the unknown and the courage to accept the inevitable. Main idea number 10. Stein's relationship with food. Stein's relationship with food is explored in the book, as she discusses her love of cooking and her thoughts on the importance of food in her life. Stein had a deep appreciation for food and cooking. She wrote, "I have always been interested in food and cooking, and I have always been interested in the pleasure of eating." She believed that food was an important part of life, and that it should be enjoyed. She wrote, "Food is a great pleasure, and it is a great pleasure to cook it." Stein was also a great believer in the power of food to bring people together. She wrote, "Food is a great way of bringing people together, and it is a great way of expressing love." She believed that food was a way of expressing love and care for others, and that it was a way of connecting with people. She wrote, "Food is a great way of expressing love and care for others, and it is a great way of connecting with people." Stein was also a great believer in the importance of eating healthy food. She wrote, "I believe that it is important to eat healthy food, and to make sure that the food we eat is of the highest quality." She believed that eating healthy food was important for both physical and mental health, and that it was important to make sure that the food we ate was of the highest quality. She wrote, "I believe that it is important to eat healthy food, and to make sure that the food we eat is of the highest quality." Stein's relationship with food was one of appreciation, love, and care. She believed that food was an important part of life, and that it should be enjoyed. She also believed that food was a way of expressing love and care for others, and that it was a way of connecting with people. Finally, she believed that it was important to eat healthy food, and to make sure that the food we ate was of the highest quality. Main idea number 11. Stein's relationship with nature. Stein's relationship with nature is discussed in the book, as she reflects on her views on the environment and her thoughts on the importance of nature in her life. Stein had a deep appreciation for nature and its beauty. She wrote, "Nature is a great teacher, and I have learned much from her. She has taught me to be patient, to be humble, and to be grateful for the beauty of the world around me." Stein also believed that nature was a source of healing and renewal. She wrote, "Nature has a way of restoring balance and harmony to our lives. When we take the time to appreciate the beauty of the natural world, we can find peace and solace in its embrace." Stein also believed that nature was a source of inspiration. She wrote, "Nature is a great source of inspiration. When I am feeling down or overwhelmed, I take a walk in the woods or sit by a stream and let the beauty of nature fill me with hope and joy." Stein's relationship with nature was one of deep respect and admiration. She believed that nature was a source of healing, renewal, and inspiration, and she sought to learn from it and be grateful for its beauty. Main idea number 12. Stein's relationship with animals. Stein's relationship with animals is explored in the book, as she discusses her love of animals and her thoughts on the importance of animal rights. Stein had a deep love for animals, and she often wrote about them in her works. She believed that animals should be treated with respect and kindness, and she was a strong advocate for animal rights. In her autobiography, she wrote, "I have always been fond of animals, and I have always been interested in their welfare. I have always felt that animals should be treated with respect and kindness, and that they should be given the same rights as human beings." Stein was also a strong believer in the power of animals to bring joy and comfort to people. She wrote, "Animals are a source of great comfort and joy to me. They are a source of companionship and understanding, and they can bring a sense of peace and contentment to those who are lonely or troubled." Stein was a passionate advocate for animal rights, and she was a vocal critic of animal cruelty. She wrote, "I am appalled by the cruelty and suffering inflicted on animals, and I believe that it is our duty to protect them from harm." Stein's love of animals was evident in her works, and her commitment to animal rights was unwavering. She was a passionate advocate for animal rights, and her writings continue to inspire people to stand up for the rights of animals today. Main idea number 13. Stein's relationship with education. Stein's relationship with education is discussed in the book, as she reflects on her views on various educational issues and her thoughts on the role of education in society. Stein had a complicated relationship with education. She was a voracious reader and had a deep appreciation for learning, but she also had a strong aversion to the traditional educational system. She felt that the system was too rigid and that it stifled creativity and individuality. She believed that education should be more open-ended and that it should be tailored to the individual student. She also felt that education should be more focused on the development of the individual, rather than on the acquisition of knowledge. Stein was also critical of the way that education was used to control and manipulate people. She felt that education should be used to empower people, not to control them. She believed that education should be used to help people think for themselves and to develop their own ideas and opinions. She also felt that education should be used to help people become more aware of the world around them and to become more engaged in the world. Stein's views on education were shaped by her own experiences. She had a difficult time in school and felt that the traditional educational system was too restrictive and oppressive. She wanted to create an educational system that was more open and that allowed for more creativity and individuality. Her views on education were also shaped by her own experiences as a teacher, as she was able to see firsthand the impact that education can have on people's lives. Main idea number 14. Stein's relationship with technology. Stein's relationship with technology is explored in the book, as she discusses her views on various technological issues and her thoughts on the role of technology in society. Stein was a firm believer in the power of technology to improve the lives of people. She saw technology as a tool to help people become more productive and efficient, and to make life easier. She was also a proponent of the idea that technology should be used to create a better world, and that it should be used to help people become more connected and informed. Stein was also a strong advocate for the use of technology to help people become more creative and innovative. She believed that technology could be used to help people explore new ideas and to create new products and services. Stein was also a strong believer in the potential of technology to help people become more connected and informed. She saw technology as a way to help people stay in touch with each other, to share ideas, and to learn from each other. She was also a proponent of the idea that technology should be used to help people become more informed about the world around them, and to help them make better decisions. Stein was also a strong advocate for the use of technology to help people become more creative and innovative. She believed that technology could be used to help people explore new ideas and to create new products and services. She was also a proponent of the idea that technology should be used to help people become more connected and informed, and to help them make better decisions. Main idea number 15. Stein's relationship with money. Stein's relationship with money is discussed in the book, as she reflects on her views on various financial issues and her thoughts on the role of money in her life. Stein's relationship with money was complex. She was born into a wealthy family, and her father was a successful businessman. However, she was never comfortable with the idea of money and wealth. She felt that money was a source of power and control, and she was wary of its influence. She was also aware of the power of money to corrupt and distort relationships. She was determined to live a life of simplicity and to avoid the trappings of wealth. Stein was also aware of the power of money to create opportunities and to open doors. She was determined to use her money to help others, and she was generous with her donations to charities and causes she believed in. She was also a savvy investor, and she used her money to invest in businesses and projects that she believed in. Stein's relationship with money was complex and ever-evolving. She was aware of its power and influence, but she was also determined to use it for good. She was determined to use her money to help others and to create opportunities for those who were less fortunate. In the end, Stein's relationship with money was one of respect and responsibility. Main idea number 16. Stein's relationship with travel. Stein's relationship with travel is explored in the book, as she discusses her love of travel and her thoughts on the importance of exploring the world. Stein had a deep love of travel, and she often wrote about her experiences in her autobiography. She wrote, "Travel is a great adventure, and I have always been an enthusiastic traveler. I have seen many places and met many people, and I have learned a great deal from my travels." Stein believed that travel was essential for personal growth and development. She wrote, "Traveling is a great way to learn about the world and to gain a better understanding of different cultures and customs. It is also a great way to broaden one's horizons and to gain a greater appreciation for the diversity of the world." Stein also believed that travel was a way to connect with the past. She wrote, "Traveling is a way to explore the past and to gain a better understanding of the history of a place. It is also a way to connect with the people who have lived in a place before us and to gain a greater appreciation for their culture and traditions." Stein's love of travel was evident in her writing, and she often wrote about her experiences in her autobiography. She believed that travel was essential for personal growth and development, and she encouraged others to explore the world and to gain a greater appreciation for the diversity of the world. Main idea number 17. Stein's relationship with language. Stein's relationship with language is discussed in the book, as she reflects on her views on various linguistic issues and her thoughts on the role of language in her life. Stein's relationship with language was complex and multifaceted. She was a great admirer of the English language, and often wrote in it, but she also had a deep appreciation for the French language, which she had learned as a child. She was fascinated by the way language could be used to express ideas and emotions, and she often wrote about the power of language to shape our thoughts and feelings. She also wrote about the importance of language in creating a sense of identity, and how it can be used to bridge cultural divides. Stein was also a great believer in the importance of language in creating a sense of community, and she often wrote about the need for people to communicate with each other in order to understand one another. Finally, Stein was a great advocate for the use of language as a tool for self-expression, and she often wrote about the importance of finding one's own voice and using it to express oneself. Main idea number 18. Stein's relationship with memory. Stein's relationship with memory is explored in the book, as she discusses her views on the importance of remembering the past and her thoughts on the role of memory in her life. Stein's relationship with memory is a complex one. She believes that memory is essential to understanding the present and the future, and that it is a powerful tool for personal growth. She also believes that memory can be a source of pain and regret, and that it can be a burden if it is not managed properly. Stein's view of memory is that it is a tool to be used, not a burden to be carried. She believes that it is important to remember the past, but also to be able to move on from it. She also believes that memory can be a source of joy and inspiration, and that it can be used to create a better future. Stein's relationship with memory is one of both appreciation and caution, and she encourages her readers to use memory as a tool to help them grow and move forward. Stein also believes that memory can be a source of strength and resilience. She believes that by remembering the past, we can learn from our mistakes and use our experiences to make better decisions in the future. She also believes that memory can be a source of comfort and solace, and that it can be used to help us cope with difficult times. Stein's relationship with memory is one of both respect and caution, and she encourages her readers to use memory as a tool to help them grow and move forward. Main idea number 19. Stein's relationship with death. Stein's relationship with death is discussed in the book, as she reflects on her views on mortality and her thoughts on the role of death in her life. Stein's relationship with death was complex and ever-evolving. She wrote about it often, and her thoughts on the subject were often contradictory. On one hand, she was fascinated by death and its power to end life, and she often wrote about the beauty of death and the inevitability of it. On the other hand, she was also deeply afraid of death, and she wrote about her fear of the unknown and her desire to live forever. She wrote about how death was a part of life, and how it was something to be accepted and embraced, rather than feared. She also wrote about how death could be a source of comfort and solace, and how it could bring a sense of peace and understanding. Ultimately, Stein's relationship with death was one of acceptance and understanding, and she wrote about it in a way that was both beautiful and profound. Stein's relationship with death was also deeply personal. She wrote about her own mortality and her own fears of death, and she wrote about how death had affected her life and the lives of those around her. She wrote about how death had taken away her loved ones, and how it had changed her life in ways she could never have imagined. She wrote about how death had made her stronger and more resilient, and how it had taught her to appreciate life and to live it to the fullest. Ultimately, Stein's relationship with death was one of acceptance and understanding, and she wrote about it in a way that was both beautiful and profound. Main idea number 20. Stein's relationship with time. Stein's relationship with time is explored in the book, as she discusses her views on the importance of living in the present and her thoughts on the role of time in her life. Stein's relationship with time was a complex one. She believed that time was a necessary part of life, but that it should not be allowed to control one's life. She wrote, "Time is a great teacher, but unfortunately it kills all its pupils." Stein believed that it was important to live in the present and to make the most of the time one had. She wrote, "The present is the only time there is for any of us, and it is the most important time." Stein also believed that time was a powerful force that could be used to create art. She wrote, "Time is the most powerful element in the creative process. It is the element that gives shape and form to our ideas and our dreams." Stein believed that by using time wisely, one could create something beautiful and lasting. She wrote, "Time is the great sculptor, and it is up to us to use it wisely and to create something of lasting value." Stein's relationship with time was one of respect and appreciation. She believed that time was a precious resource that should be used wisely and that it could be used to create something beautiful and lasting. Her views on time were a reflection of her own life and her own creative process.